on page 39, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Dal. Talking about laning. So Malchavi says, Imkara Echad Beis Psukim. So we learned before, last week, we learned that on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, you have to read a minimum of 10 psukim, three aliyahs, a minimum of 3 psukim each person. Should I actually start it that way? Three aliyahs, a minimum of 3 psukim each person, and 10 psukim altogether. So like we discussed last week, one person will get the extra puzzle. So Machaber says, let's say if one of the aliyahs only got 2 psukim, it's 3. So you have to go back and lane. You have to lane that aliyah over again. And the Mishmar explains. Let's say you have to go back and lane it. That means you have to make a bracha before. Start from the place where you began the laning and add the extra pasuk. So you get 3 psukim altogether. So you have to go back and lane with brachas. So that's if you didn't, if one aliyah, one particular aliyah, one of the 3 aliyahs didn't get the requisite 3 psukim. But vim lo karu bein shlosham el tes psukim, let's say you messed up the other rule. Let's say each person got 3 psukim, but each person only got 3 psukim. In other words, you didn't do 10 psukim. So you only did 9. Gimel l'chol echad, obviously 3 for each one, because if it was 2, we just learned that halacha. Einam srichon l'achzor l'ikros, you don't have to repeat the laning. You have to go back. You do not have to go back and lane. Next page, page 40. The rival dovrin, to prove this, parshas hamalek, as we saw before, parshas hamalek is less than 10. And we do it. It's a whole parsha. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason is because when we said the rule that you have to have 10 psukim for the 3 aliyahs altogether, that is the mitzvah lechakil. That's for the mitzvah in its proper way. Now again, this we mentioned last week, the Mishnah Berurah says we lay the whole first aliyah. Again, except for when you get laid into dvarim, again, it's no problem. We have a lot more than 10 psukim. But again, we're talking about theoretically. Just 10 psukim. So again, the second halacha, in other words, each aliyah has to get 3 psukim. That's rock solid. But that you have to have altogether 10 psukim, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Machaber, that's for a mitzvah about lechakila. That's for the mitzvah in its proper way. But if you didn't, you did 3 each, 9 altogether, that would work. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Vilna Gaon and also the Tshuvas Pani Meiros, who disagree with the Machaber. And they say, no, that 10 is a deal breaker. That 10 is also a deal breaker. And if you lay in less than 10 total psukim, you have to go back and make new brachas and start all over again. Start all over again. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even according to the first opinion, according to the Mechaber, it's best, it's tov, to go back and read Bitzibur without a bracha, 3 more psukim, right? You can't read just one more pasuk. We learned that last week. If you're missing one pasuk, you can't just go back. For example, last week we learned that, let's say on Shabbos you missed a word, or you made a mistake in a word, or you forgot a pasuk, certainly. So then what do? You can't just open up the Torah and read that one pasuk. You can't just ever read one pasuk, certainly not one word. You can't just read one pasuk. You have to read a minimum of 3 psukim. Same thing here. The Chofetz Chaim says, even according to the first opinion, the best thing to do would be to lane it, even according to the first opinion, according to the Mechaber, without brachos. right. So that, okay. So that's, right. I will finish up the Mechaber. I will im lo karo pachos mitas, tzarech lachzor likros. If you didn't read 9 psukim, then even according to the Mechaber, you're cooked, right? You have to go back and go back and lane. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up an interesting case, and that is that you didn't read 9 psukim altogether. But let's say you did lay 9 psukim, but you repeated a pasuk. So in other words, you read nine psukim altogether, but really it wasn't nine psukim. Really it was only eight psukim. You doubled one. So then, the Mishnah Berurah says, so then, according to everyone, you weren't yotze. You weren't yotze because you didn't do at least nine new psukim. So that would be a deal breaker also. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and then Meretz Hashem tomorrow, we will continue this blaming edit.
The first case is where the Bokhari made a mistake and he only laid two.
Only laid two psukim, right. For a given aliyah, they only did two.